The Mantis is a device that combines a QWERTY keyboard with a Braille display. It's a 40-cell Braille display. And I bought mine from APH, and I don't know whether Humanware created it and now is selling it through both Humanware and APH, but I know they both have them. And somehow it was a partnership, evidently. It, as I said, is a 40-cell QWERTY keyboard. The keyboard is fairly easy to learn. For example, the row furthest away from you, the top row, has the F1 through F12, and the only other keys it has on it is an escape on the left-hand side and a delete key on the right-hand side. The next row, the only extra key on it is the backspace on the right, and most of the rest of the keyboard is pretty much what you would expect on any keyboard. There are routing buttons, as there typically are with Braille displays. I don't know if any come without those anymore. They're pretty ubiquitous thing. The Mantis can be used with your computer, with a Windows computer or a Mac computer or an iOS device. It can be used with USB or Bluetooth. I had a lot of trouble connecting USB, which is supposed to happen seamlessly. You plug the cable in, you plug the other end into the computer, but I ran into a problem where there was something in my computer that was conflicting with it. And it had to do with a Braille driver called, I think it's called Braille TTY, that's used by Narrator, that made it impossible for me to connect reliably with USB. And it took me a while to get that straightened out. And I, of course, tried to think it was all kinds of other things and went in wrong directions and eventually got it straightened out. The Mantis is... it's not real big. It's about the size that it has to be to have a QWERTY keyboard and a Braille display on it. So it's not a huge device. I got a case for mine from Turtleback, which was rather expensive. And I like the case. It's very protective, but you can't really use this thing standing up like you would a BrailleSense 6 or something like that, because the device itself does not have places on it to connect a strap. The case is wonderful, but you got this big flap hanging down below the Mantis if you have it around your neck hanging down in front of you. And it's kind of awkward, or I'm sure it doesn't look great having that big thing hanging down. Not to mention that it's not that easy to type on a QWERTY keyboard when you've got it in front of you. But for sitting at a desk like I'm doing right now, it's very easy to use. It's got a bunch of things that make it easier. It's got a built-in menu that you can easily switch from one. You can have five Bluetooth devices and one USB device all connected at the same time. It contains two editors. One of them is a Braille editor. It's Braille only. If you use the Braille editor, you have to put it into Braille mode, which uses the home row of keys as a Braille keyboard. I found that pretty awkward. I had to use it. I was trying to find something in a .brf book, and I couldn't figure out a way to do it using the QWERTY keyboard, but I switched into Braille mode simply by hitting the F12 key and was able to search for exactly what I knew I was looking for, and it worked. The other editor, you can create text files with it. You can read Word documents. In fact, I'll tell you in a minute what some of the other formats are that you can read, but you can only save a document as a text file. It's got a library option in it, which is where you don't download books using the library function, but once you've downloaded them using the online services module, you can then read them from the library. And it supports formats of .brf, .pef, I don't know what that is, unless it's supposed to be PDF, .txt, HTML, PDF, so that PEF is something else. It accepts DOCX, which would be a Word document, or RTF. And it is also compatible with files that are zipped, such as files that you might get from Bookshare or something like that. If you're reading a book and you need to get information like who the author is and all that, you can hit Control-I and it will bring up additional information. There's a terminal mode on it, which is used to select either a USB or a Bluetooth device. And once you're in there, if you hit the little home button in the front, hold that down and hit the, I believe it's the next button, which is one of the front buttons. It's typical of other Braille displays. On the front, it has previous, pan left. Then in the middle, there's a little round button that's the home button. To the right of that, there's pan right and then next. The manual that I read said that it supports 2.4G Wi-Fi. I don't know if that's been upgraded or not, because I have a feeling my manual may not be the latest one. But it does support Wi-Fi. And it seems to work quite well with my Wi-Fi at home. I've also used my phone as a hotspot on it, and it works well with that too. The online services that it offers are Newsline, Bookshare, Bard, and that's Braille only from Bard, so it doesn't encourage you to download audiobooks, because this thing has no audio output of any kind other than beeps and vibrations. It is really a Braille device, and it doesn't have any options for audio. It has an exam mode, which can be used by teachers to disable some of the functions of the device while their kid who's using it is taking a test, and then those can be all turned back on later. The menus are pretty straightforward. It's pretty easy to learn it. I'll tell you, it's a lot easier to learn that than it was to learn the Sense Player from Hims, which I'd love to do a demo of sometime too, but that will take me 2 hours. But that's basically what this device is. How I feel about it so far is pretty good. I did have one person say to me that the QWERTY keyboard is not a very good keyboard. That has not been my experience so far. The one thing I will say is that some of the buttons on it are pretty clicky. I don't know if you can hear this, but I'm hitting some of the buttons on the front of it, the next and the previous buttons. They make a little more noise than I would like. But other than that, it's easy to set up, easy to change the settings on it. It has a, you know, you can change from translate from grade 2 Braille to grade 1 and so on. It's a little less expensive than some of the other devices. At $2,600, it's a lot less expensive than some of the high-end Braille displays, and way less expensive than something like the Braille Sense 6 or the Braille Note Touch, that $4,000 or $5,000 or $6,000. This is really a, it is an interface between Braille and the QWERTY keyboard, and between that and your computer. It doesn't have a whole lot of built-in programs in it other than the ones that I mentioned to you. They're pretty basic. They're very basic.
I'm not a calculator.
Yep, there is a calculator in it.
But if I go to do a DoorDash order, I have to turn the Mantis off, because for whatever reason, it connects, even though my iPhone, it can be in a separate room than my iPhone, it won't let me go down the choices of my food, of the food, fast enough. It just stalls out. And once go in and turn the Mantis off, I'm fine. And it's only DoorDash.
The biggest problem I had with it, as I said, was the USB. And the other day I was trying to get on in the morning, and my Bluetooth totally lost its mind. I don't know what happened to it, but somehow it lost its mind and couldn't find any Bluetooth devices. And I ended up having to restart it a couple of times and do some other things to get it working. But I think that goes with the territory when you're using Bluetooth. Sometimes things go wrong. But for the most part, I find it comfortable to use. I like the keyboard. It's normal size keys from what I can tell, certainly bigger than the keys on my laptop. I've used it with my laptop. I use it with my desktop. I have connected it to, well, my iPhone. I guess that's the only other thing. Here's a question for you, Margaret, with Bookshare. I can't seem to get to reading lists that I've saved in Bookshare. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, it only knows what you have there. It's a separate entity. You don't seem to be able to get to the books you may have saved somewhere else.
But it is easy to find books. You can do a search for a book download it, and it works great. I haven't done too much with Newsline. I tried it and it worked.
It depends on the paper. Some papers and magazines read real well. Some do not. A lot of your local things, you just don't get enough accessibility out of it for the documents to be able to read them all.
Oh, and it does offer reverse panning for people like me who prefer to use a button on the left side to pan forward instead of the right. And of course, if you're using it with JAWS, which it works well with, you change the JAWS setting if you want to change something like the panning mode. So it's got some of those neat little features.
Does when you're connected to your computer via USB, is it charging or do you have to use a separate charger?
It is charging, and it uses a USB-C cable. One thing I was wondering, if I don't go in through Bluetooth and I connect that USB cable directly to my iPhone, am I able to use the iPhone as if I were using USB?
I mean, I've always tried connecting keyboards to iPhones with no problem. So if it's, like an HID keyboard, you'd think it would work. Yeah. Now, getting Braille out of it is a different thing. That, I got a feeling, may not work.
And by the way, the Braille is fabulous, I think, on this thing. I've never felt better Braille. Dots are really nice.
They're a little bit rounded, so they're not as sharp. So you can read with it for hours.
And the display is a lot quieter than the old Focus 80 that I had been using before I got this. That thing had like solenoids in it. You could hear them operating. There is slight noise from the Braille display, but I had to put my ear down to it to hear it. I have one additional comment about the Mantis. While Margaret was talking, I turned off Bluetooth on the Mantis, left it on my phone, but I plugged my phone into the USB cable and I can access everything. I can access the online services. The only thing I don't get is the battery, of course, isn't charging, but everything else seems to be working fine. So pretty cool. I'm using the Mantis services while connected by a USB cable to my phone. I have access to the online services through my phone, but I'm actually using the services of the Mantis. I'm not going on Bookshare on the phone. I'm going on it on the Mantis. So it's not operating the phone, but I can also read text messages. I can do everything on the phone that I could do if I were connected by Bluetooth.
So if you're swiping through the phone, are you getting that on a Braille display?
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Now, that's interesting because now that I'm in one of the Mantis apps, my phone doesn't indicate that. Like I'm in my text messages on the phone. I'm not getting Braille now, but let me just go out of the app. When I first connected it, I was getting full Braille on everything that I moved to on the phone, but I'm not sure I know how to make that come back again. That's interesting.
You have to go into terminal.
Yeah, I think that's right.
To make that happen.
Yep. So if I go into terminal, I'm going to say connected devices and USB.
USB, and then you get your phone back.
And yep, there it is.
Okay, yeah, so cool. It doesn't matter what you use USB.
Right.
You use the phone and whatever you have C with a C device, like via laptop or your phone.
So now we know that it truly is HID compliant. Yeah, that's cool. Okay. That almost makes me want to go out and buy an iPhone with USB-C. So I'm wondering, because I've used my just regular Lightning Connect iPhones with external keyboards hardwired, and that's worked. So maybe it would work with an older phone as well.
You could use it with the USB-A.
I don't know if a Lightning port is able to transmit the same types of data that a USB-C port is. If it is, then it would probably work fine.
Thank you so much, Jerry. Excellent, as usual.
You're welcome.